top hits, you sucker.
I'd be disappointed.
Yeah. There may be some fucks thrown around. You never
know. So children's listening to this.
Yeah. Podcast off.
Yeah, that's what they do.
Stevie,
yes.
I loved it. I love the music. Three wheel bicycle, thanks, baby. I love it.
Hey, we're 10410, and you're listening to Three Wheel Bicycle Podcast.
I've got a mug full of cold coffee, three cigarettes, a pistol, and a mask. With these cheap sunglasses and 20 on pump one Exron.
Welcome to the 178th episode of Three Wheel Bicycle Podcast.
Hell yeah. Hell
yeah. I hate to be the canary in the coal mine, but elephants can smell their feet. All the electricity powering the internet weighs the same as an apricot. I have no clue what an apricot is. I can kind of imagine it in my head. I'm just joking. Or you could say I was just
joshing.
We got another amazing episode for you, per usual. Super excited. We got that ticket giveaway for the Assault Creek Roller Derby bout that's coming up. Stay tuned. Melanie's gonna be joining us, and we're gonna drawing the winner for that Facebook giveaway for those tickets. And I guess this week we're going to be taking it back to 1997. I'm excited to hear about roller derby. I don't really know much about the rules, regulations.
Hell yeah.
And if you're new to the show, we welcome you. That's right, I'm Stevie V.
I'm Joshin.
We're that Three Wheel Bicycle Podcast coming out of Casper, Wyoming. We truly appreciate each and every one of you. Heck yeah, welcome. Welcome to that Three Wheel Bicycle Podcast. This is a very interesting exciting episode. I'm super stoked to learn about roller derby.
Right? Hell yeah.
The rules and regulations and getting to the ticket giveaway.
Yeah, for sure, man. Hell yeah. Yeah. We got tickets to give away.
That's right. How have you been doing this week, my man?
Great, man. You know, living life, working.
Heck yeah. I'm super. So we usually, if you're new to Three Wheel Bicycle Podcast, on whatever wonderful podcast platform that you're listening from, usually the episodes drop Monday morning.
Yeah.
But I feel that we should, you know, switch it up a little bit. Okay. This being it's Friday night. It's Friday night. If you're listening to us on the episode, well, we appreciate each and every one of you all the time.
Hell yeah.
But this is essentially for the ones that have been following on the Facebook page.
The three wheelers?
That's right, baby.
Hell yeah.
Woo! That have been sharing up the, you know, the post, I guess.
Right. Not the captive three wheelers.
Yeah. Like Johnny Depp.
The studio audience.
Yeah. Oh yeah. Captive.
They're captive.
Well, yeah, we truly appreciate all you new listeners to the show. We usually do a show each week. Holy moly, there's just been so much stuff going on.
Right.
Upcoming events. Please don't forget Wyoming Pop Culture Con. We can't forget about that. East For Ridge sure. Mall.
Hell yeah.
April 26th through the 27th.
It's going to be cool.
Yeah. I'm super excited to be a part of it.
Right.
Once again, so many.
Yeah, we'll be there.
Yeah. So many different celebrities, artists. I mean, last year was a blast. Super stoked to do it once again.
For sure.
I guess this year, the 25th, there's going to be a party at the Frontier Brewing Company. You have to purchase your tickets, but there's, they're all going down there, I guess.
Hell yeah.
Also, there's just so much going on, dude. Delgado Entertainment's going to be hosting an event the 25th as well.
Damn.
At the Best Western.
Fuck, there's all kinds of stuff.
So much, dude. And then the other one that we need to keep our eyes on, of course, you know I'm a baseball lover, man.
Yes, sir.
May 23rd is the opening day of the Casper Spuds. If you go over to spudsbaseball.com is where you get your tickets. It's going to be down there at Mike Lansing Field.
What dot com is it?
The Spuds Baseball.
.com?
They're going to be playing the rival, the Spearfish Sasquatch.
Sweet.
Yeah,
it's going to be a good one.
Yeah, I know. I'm super excited to, like, smell the grass.
Hell yeah.
Here, I've been watching, you know, some of the, you know, MLB highlights, you know, and stuff. Right. And just, you know, hearing the getting sound of the bat.
Right.
You know.
Getting into the spirit.
The ball hitting the glove, as they say.
ASMR.
This event I wanted to say this other one, but I'm gonna say the earliest event that's gonna be coming up. Well, so on Sunday at 5 p.m., Josh from Art Assault Podcast invited me to be on his show.
Okay.
And they're going to be painting and stuff. The link is going to be down in the show notes.
Sweet.
Click on that sucker.
Yeah, check him out. Sure.
I don't even know what the conversation's going to be like. I know them fellas sit there and, like, paint and stuff.
Right.
So I, you know, super, super excited to be a part of that.
Hell yeah. Hell yeah.
So it's going to be in July.
Okay.
It's been 17 years since this event has happened. Arts in the All Park. Right, then. In Mitchell, South Dakota.
Ooh.
The home of the Corn Palace.
Hell yeah. Hell yeah.
Super, super stoked to be a part of that. There's going to be...
Dude, that's cool. I'm down.
Yeah. And, like, I've never... I remember going to it as a kid. I'm sure I've repeated this on the show before or whatever, but, like, it's going to be cool doing a show in my hometown.
Right.
Like, it's going to be awesome. There's going to be music there. Like I said, kid events, Hitchcock Park.
Hey, Park. Hell yeah. Hitchcock Park.
There's going to be a car show, motorcycle show. It's going to be awesome. I can't wait to see some familiar faces down there. Bring some artwork. We're going to be, I mean, are you going to, we'll have to talk about it afterwards or whatnot. But, yeah. Do you want to hear another really crazy, strange fact?
What's that?
Every 4 minutes and 13 seconds, enough wool is produced around the world to make a jumper big enough for the Statue of Liberty to wear.
A jumper?
Yeah, that's what it says on here. I don't know.
The fuck is a jumper? Like a jump rope? Oh, a jumper, like clothes.
Yeah.
Clothes. Okay.
Apparently, oranges were originally green.
Huh.
Yeah, beings today.
Weird.
I know. Beings today, that the day the episode is coming out, you wonderful listeners are going to be getting some knowledge right away. Because we love giving you guys something to leave the show with.
Yeah, for sure.
April 19th is National Garlic Day. Are you a garlic guy?
I love garlic.
Yeah?
Don't burn it, though.
Yeah, touche.
You can't burn the garlic, bro. You got to put it in at the right time. You got to know how to use it.
Yeah. Refresh your goals day.
Refresh my goals day?
Yeah.
The fuck does that mean?
Well, whatever the goals that you have, you refresh them.
Okay.
So, right. Like, you know, hey,
I'm going to restart today.
Yep, I need to
need to do
something a little bit different here.
Oh, I see. Make different goals.
Yeah.
I thought it meant just, like, redo the goals that you didn't fucking do.
Like
refresh.
Refresh
the goal.
Yeah, like respawn. Like respawn in a video game.
Well, I didn't get the room clean this week.
Yeah.
Refresh.
So here is something in history for you. 1974, under pressure, Little League Baseball allows girls to play. That's pretty cool. 1974, that was a long time ago.
It was. I thought you were going to say something about David Bowie and Queen.
No, I didn't even see that one. Where did you see that?
Under Pressure. No, the song Under Pressure.
Oh.
it seems about the right
year. Oh, yeah? It sure year, does.
74-ish.
I still really haven't, I guess we talked about it in the one episode about the baseball game and everybody, or the MLB, the show, and everybody had a big old thing about how, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's like who they,
I know.
They play it just like everybody else does.
For sure. Yep. 100. 100. I think.
And they're amazing at it, too.
Right.
I'm not very good with their name at the top of my head. But that wonderful gal from Ohio that was playing ball, she got the number one pick. Do you know off the top of your head what... not her name, but the WNBA team that drafted her.
No, I don't watch any sports, bro.
Oh, god,
I'm the wrong one.
Oh, yeah,
teacher. Remember?
Yeah,
I make noises.
Touche. It's gonna, the computer takes forever, so it's not gonna.
I know stuff about other things, but
yeah,
sports, not so much.
Yeah. But I guess that was like an iconic, moment for, you know what I mean? Women, I guess
I've heard about it. I've heard about it. Yeah. It's a big thing. It's on TV and shit.
Relates to
that. I just can't remember what her name is.
I can't either.
Wonderful. Cause I didn't put it into memory. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Touche. I guess it goes into like the social media conversation that we went to.
Like
all I ever see, like if I go on my phone, it's like of her or like if it's like on TV or something, but I just can't.
Right.
Yeah. Anywho, 1929, Cleveland becomes the first MLB team to play with numbers on the back of their jerseys. That's pretty cool.
Right, I remember seeing something about that.
They're the Guardians. No,
I don't know for sure. I just remember
some in 1929.
That's crazy. That's cool. I just saw some show that was talking about they were the first ones to ever have numbers.
Yeah, they're, dude.
I couldn't have told you what year, but.
Me either.
And I couldn't have told you what team until I just read that. But
you know what we should do? You know what we should do? Hopefully the wonderful listeners of the show, here's what we'll do. We'll make this a little bit interesting.
Okay.
Let's just think of something crazy off the top of your head. Write it down, and then we'll throw it in the hat, and then we'll just, that'll be like the topic or whatever.
Yeah.
I guess that's what we try to do every week.
We'll have other people suggest topics. Yeah.
Well, I guess on down below in the show notes.
Yeah. Okay. Damn. I thought you meant me and you. I was like, that's what we do anyways.
Yeah.
Well, except for it's me and you. I was
like trying to like, you know, make things interesting. 100% that's why the wonderful social media platforms.
Right. Yeah.
No, that's you great wonderful idea. You wonderful listeners need to engage with. That's how we can
become a three wheeler.
That's right.
Give us your thoughts.
That's right.
Engage. Share. All the other things that you're supposed to do. To make it seem like you give a fuck.
You like it.
Yeah.
Do you want to lead us out?
You see how that was like passive aggressive to make it seem like you give a fuck? So now I put it on them.
Yeah. Touche. All right, we're going to get it. You're going to lead us out.
Hell yeah.
Not lead us out. It's not like it's the end of the show. It is for tonight.
But we got to call.
No, we're going to do it tomorrow. She's going to be here.
Right, but I thought this was, yeah, whatever.
Yeah, this is an awesome episode. Like,
go right into that.
Oh, yeah, most definitely it's going to.
Right, so right now you can just get rid of this part?
No, I'm leaving it on.
Cool.
So, you're going to lead us out, and when we come back to you, Melanie with a salt roller derby team. We're going to give you that ticket giveaway. You're going to learn about we're going to learn about that roller derby. Super excited. Oh, yeah, that's right. Like a 90s. That's like a video game sound. Just like the way you left it with the coin thing. Damn near, ain't it?
Kind of sounds like Pac-Man-ish. I don't know.
Ooh, yeah. Touche. That's a pretty sweet little melody you got there.
Not mine, but she's right here.
Yeah.
You can feel my face blush right now.
Nobody can see you. You can just say, what's up?
Yeah.
What's up?
We got Melanie here with the Salt Creek Roller Derby team. Super excited to learn all the ins and outs of that roller derby. We're going to be doing the ticket giveaway and then getting into 1997. That's right. You're tuned in to that Three Wheel Bicycle Podcast. Oh, yeah. We got a song submission as well. Another Casper artist.
Sweet.
Safe Haven. That's right. You're in a safe haven right now, tuned into that Three Wheel Bicycle Podcast. Welcome back, everybody. We got Melanie with the Salt Creek Roller Derby team.
That's our studio audience.
Yeah, that's a studio audience. Yeah,
they live in the basement. We keep them.
You told me nobody could see me.
Well, they except can't for, see. Oh, we okay. keep hoods on their head.
Well, we
they
got get some...
fed when they do. They cheer when they're supposed to. They laugh when they're supposed to.
Okay.
You know,
we got.
As long as they
well,
do their job, they're good.
There's a lot of Harry Potter owls around here.
Well, they help us. That's how we can see them.
Yeah, touche.
When we're not here.
Oh.
We got to make sure they're doing shit they're supposed to when we're not here.
They watch over everything.
Mm-hmm. Keep it the safe haven.
Touche. Yes. Love it.
You guys are allowed. Yes. Good job. You'll get dinner tonight.
Yeah. Anywho, thank you so much for stopping by. We do have some tickets that we're going to be giving away at the end of the show. We truly appreciate everybody that shared it up on the Facebook. We love everybody that shows support.
Woo woo.
Yeah, we sure do. So once again, thank you for joining us, Melanie. I have so many questions about roller derby.
Well, thanks for having me. I'm really excited to share it with everybody and get our name out there. And it's Mel.
Mel.
It's Mel. Melanie's like my in trouble name.
Okay. Well, I love this because one of the questions I was going to ask is the whole roller derby name.
Well, mine. Okay. So I started in 2009.
Okay.
And so I teach preschool and my kiddos call me Miss Mel.
Okay.
And then my name's Melanie, and so I was trying to make a play on my name, so my name is Miss Mel Adjusted. So it's kind of a play on being, like, maladjusted.
You actually do it?
Play roller derby?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Did you do it back in the day?
Yes. I was part of the original Casper team.
Okay, so.
Where have
you
been?
You look familiar to me, and I was like, dude, because I went to, like, three or four of those.
Number 9mm.
Was a good.
Yeah, was my number at the time, but now it's number 9.
All right.
Oh, nice. Yeah. Heck yeah.
All right.
That's pretty
cool.
She
knows what the fuck she's talking about.
Thank you for saying that.
What would your roller derby name be?
Mine?
What did you say yours was?
It's Miss Maladjusted.
Maladjusted. Number 9.
I can give you some names of the other teammates.
I love
the name thing.
I'd
you know what
lame.
I mean?
I would.
What are some
be,
of the other
I would
names
literally
we got?
Be Joshin.
Tiche.
You didn't do that.
Because I'm joking. You know.
So a lot of people play on either their professions or their hobbies or whatever. Right.
Okay.
There is a teammate who's also an original. She has a really hard time getting anywhere on time. So her name is Hall Pass.
Sweet.
And her name and her number used to be 2L8, so too late.
Right.
Yep. So that was a play on her never making it on time. We have a couple of new girls this season. One of their names is Alex and Chains.
Oh, nice.
Another one is Strawberry Chainsaw. I'm not sure where that came from, but that's a new name out
there.
Badass. Breathtaker is a respiratory therapist at the hospital.
Oh, nice.
So a play off of hers.
Hell yeah. That's cool. That
is pretty sweet.
Yeah, and some go a little bit more simple. Like we have another OG on our team. Her name's Payne, which is just part of her name. But so it kind of depends on where you want to take it.
Well, that's pretty cool. What would your number be, dude?
My number?
Yeah.
Shit, I don't know. 32.
32. Joshin coming in at 32.
That's how old you are?
No, that was. No, I'm just kidding. That was my football number when I was.
Oh, shit, yeah. Shit, yeah.
I was a running back, so I was 32.
Oh, shit, yeah. I think I was 24.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It takes a while to come up with your name because you want something that like is you, but it's also kind of like your alter ego.
Right.
So like I can't be Miss Mel Adjusted at preschool.
Yeah, this right? Come in the classroom. Skates on. Ooh, I love how this is going. So speaking of skates, there's got to be some sort of regulation style skate or something like that that you can wear or have to wear, I guess?
Yes and no. So you can wear any kind of quad skate. Okay. So it's the one that has the four wheels instead of like inline skates. So you just have to have quad skates. But there's multiple different ones, and they range from about $60 all the way up to over $1,000.
Oh, yeah.
So what's the difference between the quad skate and the...
The inline skate?
Yeah.
Well, that's a question I can't answer, like why they use it. But it's just... Oh, go for it. Do it.
Quad skates have four wheels. Inline skates are in a straight line.
Oh, so they're like the blade.
Roller blades.
Yeah. Oh, word. Okay. Yeah, yeah.
And I, not like toot my own horn or nothing, but I lived at the wagon wheel and I fucking was on the speed skating team and I was did all that shit.
So why are you not reffing for us?
I don't know, because I can't skate on four wheels anymore.
Okay, this is the one exception. Refs can inline.
Fuck.
Refs can inline for some reason, but derby players have to wear quads.
Yeah. I don't know.
Look, you're thinking about it.
Okay.
Josh, number 32.
Dude.
Chill.
I can still inline skate. I went and did it. But I used to be on the speed skating club and could smoke it on four wheels, and I tried it when I was older and was like, dude, I couldn't fucking get
it. You're more than welcome to join us at any practice and try it out.
I'm old, so there's no... I'm just saying I've had lots of accidents and shit. So if I could learn how to do four wheels again, but I don't want to mess myself up. You know what I mean? Right. My job is important. You know what I'm saying?
So
I got to go to work.
Yeah. Yeah. So imagine this in your head for the people that have no idea what roller derby is, because I'm gonna try to give it to you, and she's going to explain it to you, too, way better than me. So it's an oval.
Yes.
Correct.
Yes.
Is there ever any, like, what do you say, switchbacks sometimes on another track?
No. It's always in a
You always go.
It's always the oval.
Yes. So always go like, well, I mean, there's some like renegade teams that have like short tracks. There's also banked tracked.
Okay.
Which kind of dips down. We do not have that here.
Okay.
But there is banked track. So we're just flat track, but it is in an oval, and you do skate in one direction.
How many players on a team?
So you roster 15 players on your team, five on the track at a time.
Okay.
And so you have one person that's a jammer. She wears a star on her head. She's the person who scores points.
Okay. So how do you score points?
So there's going to be...
I love how this is.
it's one of those games that you're like, what the hell? And then it makes sense. Two jammers, one on each team.
Mm-hmm.
Stars on their heads. Then on the track in front of them are four blockers from one team, four blockers from the other team.
Okay.
Your job as a blocker is to play offense and defense at the same time. So you have to block the opposing jammer while assisting your jammer through the pack. And there's a lot of hitting and jostling and juking and everything. So then as soon as they come out of the pack, the first jammer out of the pack is the lead jammer. She's in charge. So she's the one that is in charge of the whole rest of the jam, which is two minutes long. So as soon as she skates around and comes back to the back of the pack, and any opponent that she passes legally with her hips, she gets a point. So you can get up to 4 points per pass, because you're only scoring on the opponent.
Do you get something if you're standing up, or do you have to be?
You have to. It's legal. You have to stand up. Okay. They have to stand up. And then if the other jammer's out, this is where the strategy comes in.
Okay.
So if both jammers are out, the one who is lead jammer can say, I'm done, and calling it off, to where the other person can't get any points.
Right. Okay.
So that's why it's really important to be lead. Because you're trying to stop the other one from getting points.
Okay.
So it's definitely a strategy game.
Yeah. No more go around.
Yeah. Yeah. So, like, she'll come around and come up here, get her points, and then be like, I'm done. calls it off so the other person can't get any points, and then you restart, and there's new skaters out there. So a jam can last up to 2 minutes, but if the lead jammer says, I'm done, or there's, like, a good strategy to call it off. Yeah, you call it off, and then you, because it goes for 60 minutes. You can't have the same five people out there for 60 minutes.
What is the least amount of time that you can be out on?
The least amount of time? Well, if you're the worst person on the team, you're on the bench the whole time.
Right. Well, you could go out there and get smoked right away as soon as you get out on the track.
Yeah, so you
I'm trying to freestyle these off the top of my head.
Yeah, so, like, that's my favorite part is it's offense, defense the entire time.
Mm.
So I'm hitting other people out of the way. And then I'm also protecting my jammer and helping her out.
Oh, cha-cha. And if I remember correctly, if someone would like to be a part of the team or anything like that, you could, how do you be a part of that?
We always have open recruitment, and we don't really have tryouts because we want everyone to be able to be a part of our team.
Yeah.
So we just come, or you just come and we teach you how to skate and we teach you the rules.
Is there an age limit?
Well, right now, our team is 18 and up just because that has to do with our rule set. I don't know if you were around when we had Junior Derby.
I heard of it. I'd never.
So Junior Derby is 5 to 17 if we were ever able to make a junior team, which my big dreams are to have one huge league and have a women's league, a co-ed team, maybe even a men's team, and then a junior team. So
that'd be cool.
And that'd be so much for our community to be a part of. All of the subsets right there.
Hell yeah. Yeah. I agree for sure.
Yeah. Touche, man. And you've been doing this for a while.
Yeah, I started in, we started in November of 2009, a group of us. So somebody kind of reunited with a relative, and she played derby in, I think, Florida. And so she's like, you guys should start a team. And so she came to me. We worked together. It's Hall Pass. So she came to me and said, do you want to start a team? And I'm like, why not? And we never thought it was going to go anywhere. And then it picked up, and it went really far for a while.
It was a big deal for a while.
We had an A team, a B team.
Oh,
we were traveling. We were in tournaments.
Well, it almost seems like that's kind of picking up a little bit, too. If I remember the first time that we talked, you got some upcoming stuff, too. Yes. Not only the one next week.
Yes.
You're going to have to remind me.
That's okay.
My day.
It's okay. So this is our first – okay, so we had a revival last October. So we put the team back together in July, June, July-ish, and we put together a revival in October and invited skaters from all over Wyoming, Colorado, Utah, even South Dakota came, and we played all together.
Probably just West River, I reckon.
And had a mixer. And then this year we're back, and it's our first full season. So next weekend we play Jackson Hole. They're coming down to play against us.
You beat their ass. Please.
They're pretty good. They've been around almost as long as us.
There it was. The green ones.
Yeah, so they're coming. And then in July, we're hoping to put on a big event with the Wagon Wheel. And kind of do a summer bash type thing and put on a tournament and invite teams of five people from all over to put on a little 5-on-5 tournament.
That's cool.
Dude, that would be pretty rad. It would be.
I'm glad the Wagon Wheel's still around. That was a big deal in my life when I was a kid.
They have new owners. I don't know when the last time you've been there.
Not in forever. Man.
Okay, so they have new owners. They've been there for, I think, about a year and a half or so. And they're revamping the entire inside. They've redone the floor. They're getting new carpet. They're updating the arcade games. So there's something for kids to do there. They're trying to bring it back and really make it a family-friendly place. And they were on board with us as soon as we were like, hey, this is what we want to do. Nice. And so they're super supportive of it.
That's pretty rad.
Badass. Yeah. Like I said, I Yeah. I lived there, dude. We used to have the sleep-in whole things with the school and all that. Yeah.
I'm still tripped out that we wore the same hoodie.
Hey, man.
I do want to mention that they are wearing Jackson's colors right now.
I didn't know that. Why would Jackson be red?
I don't know. Why are we blue?
Well,
see? Someone
you guys are cool.
That's someone why. Just goes, this is what color we are.
Well, I guess if... Yeah, well, you know, I guess if you think about it, it'd be like, okay, well,
it's
I guess we should be like
red versus blue,
either like brown or yellow, being that it's from Wyoming, but they're all it's from just Wyoming, yeah. Yeah. Huh. And like,
yeah,
Casper's not really a blue city.
County color or like town color. We should start doing that. Each town should have their own color. Yeah. That we could have real gangsters in this town.
Yeah.
Well, I'm going to go with blue. I don't know if I can say that. Hey, that's a good thing to say.
No, I'm going with blue, too. Okay. I'm on your side. But I love this fucking hood. I don't have a blue one that says shoot whiskey, not meth.
Yeah. I need to get
and
back
I
on
really
board
like
with
to
that
fucking
stuff.
Promote that. So.
Yeah, we should, like, come up with a different one, too. You know what I mean?
Right. Oh, we talked about it earlier.
Yeah, touche. Yeah. All these great ideas.
Hell yeah.
Let's see. What else do we have on the agenda?
We got to do some...
We got a ticket giveaway yet.
Yes, sir.
But I have a couple other questions before... we get off the topic with roller derby. So, next week, at the Wagon Wheel.
Yes.
Correct?
Yep.
What time? How much does it cost to get in there?
So, the door opens at 6. The bout starts at 7. It's about an hour to an hour and a half long, and tickets are only $5.
Damn. And they got, obviously, they got drinks.
We are actually, so they have concessions at the Wagon Wheel, yeah. And then Oil City Brewery is going to come in and provide alcohol for us. Well, not for us, we're skating, but.
Touche.
Yeah, the fans, you know.
Yeah, and you have to have the proper ID.
Yes.
To get those adult beverages.
Yes. Yeah. We do have security.
Yeah. I'm pretty sure everybody's professionals, as are we, and don't try this at home.
We got to give a shout out to that kamikaze kid.
He needs to buy tickets, by the way.
Yeah.
I'm just gonna put that on the air right now.
Well, you know what? One of the people that shared the post actually tagged him as one of the people that they would tag. So yeah, I mean, who knows? He might get lucky.
He supported us from the very beginning, so.
Yeah. Well, you can still, if I remember correctly, too. If you would like to be a sponsor or anything.
Yes, we are nonprofit. So we, of course, we have money to pay our bills because roller derby is very expensive. We pay for our own gear, which can range from like $100 all the way to over $1,000. We pay monthly dues to pay for our practice spaces. We pay for our jerseys. There's a lot of expenses that go into holding an event. And so we pay our bills first, and then we take whatever money we have left over, and we want to eventually put it back into the community and pick another nonprofit to share that with. So we are currently in a rebuilding phase since we just started back. And so we are looking for sponsors. And there's different sponsorship packets available and levels. And so you can always reach us on Facebook or email us at acrd307@gmail.com and ask if you'd be interested in being a sponsor.
I'm going to put the link down in the show notes. So if you're listening and you didn't catch that, you couldn't write it all down. You just scroll down to those show notes and click that link. Man, this is going so fucking smooth, bro. Let's see. So, what kind of ramen noodles do you prefer?
I like chicken.
Chicken? Are you a chicken guy, too?
I like to do oriental and beef together.
The other day, so when I was eating beef, or did the beef ramen, you know how they got the package? Or, well, not the package, but, like, it's like a little tenderloin on the front. Oh, and there's, the cut,
yeah.
When I was opening up the season packet, I was like, I gotta ask you, do you think that it's the tenderloin all ground up in a little season packet?
I do not.
No, not for the price you're paying.
Yeah, I mean, it still smells like beef, though.
Oh, yeah, they figured that shit out, bro.
So this is a random tangent here. So my kids, who are my oldest kids, who are 20, almost 21 and 19, are also getting into derby and playing. Mm-hmm. So my oldest kid just picked his derby name, and his derby name is Stovetop Ramen. I have no idea why, but yeah, Stovetop Ramen. I'll have to ask him what flavor now.
Yes.
Dude, that's a good name.
The Texas beef.
He'll do the beef, or the chicken, or the oriental. Maybe not do the oriental. No.
There was this Texas beef flavor. I'm not joking. So badass.
Yeah?
I'm not joking. You can mark my words. If you go to the Nicolason, if I remember correctly, I can't remember all these dates, but in May there's going to be an exhibit. And I have this big piece, and it's essentially, I don't know what I'm going to name it yet, but it's turning the page. It's all of my old shit, and But it has my old commissary list on there, and it has Texas beef. That was probably some of the best ramen. It's essentially like, okay, you know those hot peppers you can get in the shaker? Yep.
I had Texas beef before.
Yeah, good.
I know what that is.
Fire, dog, as they say.
I hated it.
You didn't like it?
I didn't order it, but if it was the only shit on there, that was the only shit I could order.
Oh.
It was like... No, I don't like spicy shit, man.
Oh, I forgot. Yeah. Yeah.
No, black pepper's hot for me, bro. I'm like, yep.
I forgot about that. Yeah. Let's see. What else?
Oh, can I say if you want tickets, where to get them?
Yeah, hell yeah. Of course.
Forgot that.
Say whatever the hell you want.
You have the floor.
So the Wagon Wheel is a ticket outlet, so you can stop by there and get tickets. Or you can contact us on Facebook or hit up any skater. So only $5 for a hard-hitting, action-packed night. And supporting a local sports team.
Yeah.
And bring the family.
Bring everybody.
Yeah. And, I mean, like, it's...
I just went to the thing that was at the mall. I'm not going to call it out, but... It cost me $25 for one fucking person to go sit. Yeah,
we wanted to make it cost efficient for people to come out and do something with. When you have kids and stuff, you can't afford that.
Oh,
hell yeah! Exactly.
You're talking. Yes. I know what you're talking about. I heard about. Yeah. Right. Shout out if you're hungry. Don't ever forget Little Shop of Burgers. Hit them up. 1040 North Center Street. Man, according to Oil City News and the city of Casper, number one burger, Casper.
Hell yeah, that's good, man.
But yeah, we need, like I said, thank you so much for coming on. I truly believe that we need Casper, the community, essentially needs... something new, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Well, there's I can go on forever about why I love it, but I hate working out. Like, it's not my favorite thing to do. This is a workout without being a workout, and not only is it a workout, but you meet some of the greatest people. Like, I can call someone from Texas and say, hey, I'm coming there for a work conference. Do you have a roller derby team? They'll give you a place to stay. They'll take you to practice. You can meet their team. And so it's this huge community outside of where you live. And you just get to meet all these different people. Plus, it's just, it's a good place to have, like, be athletic. But you can also be a weirdo at the same time. Yeah. You know what I mean? Yeah. So
yeah, it's badass.
It's for everybody.
Yeah.
It's cool.
Well, I'm not going to ask you now because I remembered what question I was going to ask you. What did you like about roller derby so much?
Everything. I'm pretty competitive, and I mean, I can legally hit somebody. So after a long, hard day of dealing with work or life or the world, you can come together and use it in a safe space.
That's what I've always thought was cool. Like, I could do that.
I mean, it's just, it's like, I mean, it's not like boxing, but it's something similar, but in a team sport, and it's very, very physical. You've seen it.
Oh, yeah.
Like, it, you're not just out there leisurely skating around.
Yeah.
Yeah. Getting it.
Speaking of that, shout out to Floyd. Hopefully you're watching. I'm going to send you a Snapchat. So you're looking for people, too, on the derby team, and there's another gal that's from Gillette, correct? Yes.
We do have, because the Gillette team currently is not practicing, so we have a very dedicated skater, Hot Mama Speeda, who comes down from Gillette to practice with us, and she is rostered on our team, so she makes the commute to come down here to be part of the Casper team.
That's pretty cool.
Hell yeah.
That's some commitment.
Yeah, that derby people do it. I've played for teams all over Wyoming, Nebraska, Colorado, the Dakotas. A couple of our other girls skate for other teams, too. So it definitely turns into a obsession.
Right. Dude, I loved skating when I was younger. And yeah.
I rollerbladed for a little bit. But that was it. Just because it's like street hockey, I guess. But that was it.
I did all that stuff. I remember.
I
used to dress up as the freaking yellow little Tweety bird for people's birthdays.
Were you the
shit.
Chicken?
The little bird?
Oh.
Yeah, the little chick. It's not a chicken, it's a chick.
You know.
But yeah, I used to dress up in that shit.
We're always looking for skaters, referees. We're also trying to be open gender. So, like, if you're a dude and you want to come learn how to skate, come skate. We have 3 guys right now that are learning the sport, and we're trying to find people that will play in a game with them. And then,
what about if I don't want to skate?
If you don't want to skate, we have dedicated people who volunteer who run our penalty box, because there are penalties. And rules. I think people think there's a lot of, like, just anything goes, but there's a lot of rules. But you can be a dedicated part of derby and never put skates on your feet.
What is some of the rules that you're supposed to abide?
Well, I can't.
No elbowing in the mouth.
What?
No elbowing at all.
Oh, it's no elbowing you can't at all anymore?
You have to, like.
You can't elbow in the ribs anymore?
So you just
got
to be like this.
You could never do that. And if you saw that, it was illegal.
Dude, no, back. I'm thinking of back
you're
in the day.
You're talking about, like,
when it was
bombers.
On TV. When it was on TV and shit.
Yeah, it's way more refined, so you can't trip anyone, you can't clothesline anyone, you can't headbutt anyone. So, but you can legally take someone out multiple different ways.
Right.
So.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, it's not hard to trip up somebody's skates.
Yeah, your best asset is your ass.
Right.
So you just take them out with your ass.
That's a good saying. Your best asset is your ass.
Yes.
You should have shirts that say that.
Well, we're trying to be family friendly.
Put a donkey behind it.
Then it will be all good.
Yeah. As long as you say ass and have a donkey.
Works.
Good to go.
Yeah. There's a lot of contact, but there's some rules.
Right. Oh, you don't even have to say ass. Just put a donkey.
Just put a donkey.
a donkey ass.
Guys make shirts, it looks like.
Well, Stevie will make you some shirt, yeah.
I fucking wish I had more time for everything.
Right.
I seen this sweet meme that was like, an artist has so many ideas but no time. And I'm like, I feel that shit.
Well, and that's how I got a hold of Stevie, as I saw his art. And I was like, could we work together to make some kind of art for roller derby?
I'm still,
But that's how we met, is I reached out after seeing your art and wanted you to be a part of what we're doing.
Yeah.
That's badass.
That's awesome.
That's badass.
Art, podcasting, a wonderful community full of people that want to help each other.
Key fucking word.
I mean, that's community. What Three Wheel Bicycle Podcast's about. Also, you just got to go down to the link below, you know, for all your spray paint art needs. Yeah. And we have a song, too, that we're going to be playing here after a bit. We're doing pretty good on time. What do you think? We still got some 1997. We got some 1997. What do you think the number one movie was in 1997?
Me?
Both of you.
Oh.
You go first.
Oh, my gosh. I'm horrible at this.
I'll go first.
I have to know how old I was.
1997, number one movie.
Yep. I was fast, kind of quick with it. I've been scrambling. I'm so grateful that you came by tonight. This is amazing.
Fucking going on the comet. Apollo 13.
I am stumped. You have me stumped. I am horrible with movies and names. I'm always right next door.
Just think about, I usually am too, but.
So I would have been 14. 90,
I just thought of where I was at 97 and then thought of a famous movie.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
We've been doing this thing every week for, every week we've been doing 90s, so this week we're 90s.
You prepared me for it.
I'm sorry.
Yeah, that's why we do this, so it's all...
Yeah.
We don't edit or nothing.
Yep.
Okay.
1997.
Oh my gosh. What is your answer?
I already...
Yeah, you said
You already know it?
Well, you know, that's the thing, too, is like when you read the shit off the internet, if it's
100%. You already know yours.
So I... These were some of the things that I wrote down.
Okay.
I really have nothing.
And you said?
Apollo 13.
Apollo 13, or whatever the fuck that movie
was. Apollo 13.
Men in Black.
That was the other one I was going to say. Damn it.
What do you think the number one song was? We are kind of pop culture.
The number one song.
You know what?
Is it the Men in Black song?
Nope, it is not.
It was probably number two. Not. It was probably
You know what? I think
two.
The whole, everyone always asks what the niche or whatever of this podcast is.
Niche.
It's fucking pop culture.
Or the niche.
And history and promoting.
Yeah.
And making you have a good time.
97,
number one song, according to... Whatever bullshit website.
Can you tell me what genre it is?
You know what? I'm going to be 100% with you. I don't even fucking know what genre it is. I don't even know what song this is.
You don't know what song it is?
Is it Spice Girls?
Nope.
97.
I was like, when I wrote it down,
Casey
I was like,
and
trying
JoJo.
To like, you know, trying to sing it.
That brings me back.
Eternal, I want to be the only one. Yeah, that was according to the fucking, when I Googled that.
That website, that
Eternal,
website is fucking
I want to be the only one. Do you remember that song?
No.
Me either, dude. Dumb. 1997, the Bulls were the champions. Of course, Michael Jordan ran him through that son of a gun. We got to do more, of course, because We support the women's sports. Houston Comets were the ones that won WNBA that year. I didn't even know or realize that women's basketball was going on then. I'm going to be quite honest with you.
Dude, I can't remember her name, but...
Yeah, we were talking about
Phoenix Suns lady was, when I lived in Phoenix, was a big deal.
Ah, okay.
And that shit was huge when I lived in Phoenix.
Shit, chat. I can't
remember her name, though.
I She's know, like it's
Reggie
crazy.
Reggie Miller's sister or some shit like that.
It's Bill Goldberg's. Okay, anyway, sorry. Scramble brain. Green Bay Packers won, of course, in 1997. Oh. The Marlins won over the Cleveland Indians.
Who the fuck is the Marlins?
Florida.
Oh, yeah, okay.
Sorry, I should have said.
No, I know that. I was just being facetious.
Well, I guess for the people that are listening.
I was being an asshole.
The Red Wings won the Stanley Cup. Here is another fun, crazy fact. On June 28th, Tyson bit the ear off of Evander Holyfield.
That was a good year.
Yeah,
that was Wednesday, the best year for eating
dude.
Ears.
I mean,
that was when Evander's ear was prime.
He's going to be fighting here after a bit, too.
Yeah, I heard that shit, dude. I'm scared.
Jake Paul, I don't remember exactly.
Scared about that. He might get his face hurt.
Yeah, I don't remember. There was something else.
I can't hear you.
Me either.
Oh, there you go. There you go.
That wasn't the Nancy Kerrigan year, was it?
I think that was last year. That was last year because, remember, we had that conversation.
Nancy Kerrigan didn't happen last year.
No, 96 maybe?
It was. We talked about it.
Okay.
Yeah. You brought it up. I forgot about it.
I know,
that.
You're talking last year as in we live in 97. And I'm like, it was not fucking last year.
Yeah.
That shit was a long time ago. What, there was some new shit happened last year? Hey, do you remember Celebrity Deathmatch?
Yes.
I remember watching Nancy Kerrigan and Tonya Harding get it on fucking Celebrity Deathmatch. That shit was cool.
That's when they used to play shows that actually were worth watching.
Right, that was when they only played a couple shows, and they still had music videos. And
have you seen it recently?
Celebrity Deathmatch.
No, the stuff that's
MTV?
On there. Yeah, I'm like, can I say MTV?
Yeah. You can say whatever. Yeah.
Yeah, no, it's a bunch of garbage.
Mainly, yes. I do. I have to admit, my wife is from New Jersey, and I have always, since I've been with her, watched Jersey Shore.
I do watch some guilty pleasure bullshit TV.
And Challenge. We've always watched The Challenge.
Did you watch Road Rules? Road Rules?
Yep. Way back in the day. Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Yep. I watched the very first. Yeah, I remember watching the very first fucking.
Real World New York?
Real World show. Yeah. Yeah, that shit was crazy.
Well,
I remember
guess
Puck
what? This is
back
the real world.
Oh, Puck was the first time I ever seen anybody on TV that was that brash of an asshole ever.
Earlier, when we were talking about skates, the rollerblading thing, I truly believe I was inspired by those Mighty Duck movies.
To rollerblade?
Yep.
You never ice skated?
Oh, yeah.
That's similar. The only reason
I was trying to promote the Wyoming pop culture con, too.
Oh,
that's coming.
Right.
He was getting there. He was skating his way
to it.
Skating, sliding. Either or. We got to get into this ticket giveaway.
Oh, yeah, probably.
So
it's only been 42 minutes.
Huh? I know, we're still rocking it. We got to, do you guys still want to do the Saved by the Bell trivia? We got to get into the song and the outro.
We can do the song after.
Okay.
This is your show. I'm just a guest.
DJ.
We can do the song after with...
I'm with that because I kind of want to go smoke too. Yeah. So we truly appreciate everybody that shared, and I appreciate you for the tickets, allowing us to give them away. So out of the 10 for 10 hat, we truly appreciate them fellas. Do you want to do the honors?
Absolutely.
She has to. It has to be a non-biased.
Yeah, touche.
I'm kind of biased. It's my sporting event.
Well, I mean, yeah. Not from our show, though.
Well,
Who is it?
Alicia?
Gee, my sister.
Your sister?
It's not biased.
That's not biased.
Touche.
I pulled it straight out of that.
It was
that hat.
Right out the fucking hat, bro.
Well, congratulations, Alicia.
Hell yeah.
I didn't want to butcher your last name.
That's pretty funny. Vanderheiden.
You just got to think of German. Oh. Vanderheiden.
That's pretty funny.
Alicia. Or you could call him Wanderheiden if you want to be really German.
I had a trouble writing down that one. I can't remember the name because there was like hyphen.
Oh.
Two. But holy moly.
Hey.
Heck yeah.
Fucking A.
Well. Alicia, congratulations. I don't think she's ever been to roller derby before.
Probably not.
Hopefully, I'm assuming she can make it if she entered.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, if she doesn't, she better.
Pay it forward. Pay
exactly.
It forward.
If she can't, I will do it. You know what I mean? But heck yeah. So we have this. Let's see. We got this. Anytime you would like to send me or the podcast, you just got to click that link down below. Send a submission. I'll play it. I will play it. We got a new one this week. It was pretty cool. He reached out. What was it? A couple weeks ago or a week or so ago.
Cool.
And I didn't get the email, I guess, essentially. And, been talking with him. Can't wait till we all get together. You know what I mean?
Right.
Are you ready for this? This is the new feature of the week song.
Okay.
I don't even really know how that shit goes half the time, but I love each and every one of you that will send something in. We got a new song. Another local Casper artist. He's going to introduce himself. This is the wonderful thing about audio and email. Whoops.
Hey, what's up, Casper and music world? It's Mosaic. Little bit of backstory. I'm from here in Casper. I'm born and raised. Almost 24 years old. I came into the music game about 2 years ago. One of my good friends at the time, and he kind of saw that I kind of knew a little bit about production and little things like that, and I said I wanted to get into music, and he kind of forced me into recording myself after I recorded him. And since then I started releasing music. I got Apple Music, Spotify, YouTube, Pandora. What else is there? Snapchat I'm on. I'm on Instagram. I'm on pretty much every platform. And honestly, I couldn't be happier. This is a dream come true, trying to do exactly what I want to do. Obviously, just grinding out as much as I can. And hopefully I can make this dream a reality and I can make music every day. Just live my life and focus on music, make people happy. But yeah, definitely go stream Mozaik, M-X-Z-A-I-K, on all platforms but Apple Music right now. I still have to figure out what the heck Apple did. They still haven't changed my name, and it's kind of goofy. So on Apple Music, if you're looking me up, it is capital I, capital Z, and then space, and then triplet, T-R-I-P-L-E-T-T. Easiest way to find me right now. I just dropped an EP titled Versatility, and yeah, grinding. Hopefully things will go good from here, and thanks for bringing me on, Stevie. Appreciate you, bro.
I think we're crazy. They call us freaks. But honestly, I think we're just happy.
Oh man, that was truly amazing. Truly. I say that word a bunch because I truly mean it. Appreciate. What did you think of that? Did you feel like you were in a safe haven?
Yeah. Hell yeah.
Once again, we truly appreciate each and every one of you. We appreciate the Assault Creek Roller Derby team. Melanie.
Miss Mel adjusted.
That's right. You know what's really cool, too? It's our first podcast.
Yeah. I was a little nervous, but you guys are great.
Thanks.
Yeah. See, we just really... The podcast is about spreading love through the community, you know. This,
yeah,
that, the
yeah,
other.
Yeah, trying.
And we just hope that you laugh and you learn something. You know what I mean? Just wait till you hear the beginning of this episode. You'll learn something, I swear. I think we did a couple strange facts or some shit like that. Can't believe my sister won the tickets. That's pretty crazy. Wow. That's almost like the time when Rachel's, shout out to T-Hawk Studio, her mom won that big ass painting that I raffled on.
I can't tell you how many times my mom won a raffle at one of our games. But it's because she bought so many raffle tickets.
Right. Yeah. You're the one that buys them. Yeah.
Well, the cool thing about it all, too, is because, like, I'm like, all right, sweet. Rachel, I'm so, okay, you can hold on. Do you have any crazy facts off the top of your head that you could think of?
See, this is the on the spot thing again.
Thought we were doing the shit.
I don't.
Hold up. I did screenshot something earlier that went with 1997. So apparently radio sport, there was an 8th amateur radio direction finding world championship held in, help me out with that, my man.
Where are you at?
This
Sofia, Bulgaria.
Thank you, my dude.
Bulgaria.
That's right. We're Three Wheel Bicycle Podcast. We appreciate each and every one of you.
Yeah, we're not on camera. I keep doing like peace signs and shit. I'm used to doing the live shit.
All right.
But yeah.
Once again, we truly appreciate each and every one of you. If you're a new listener, if you're an old one, as you say,
a three-wheeler.
That's right, baby. Three-wheel bicycle podcast coming out of Casper, Wyoming. We're out of here. Do you want to do another plug? How do we get a hold of you?
Facebook. That's so right. Assault Creek Roller Derby on Facebook. ACRD 307, and the Wagon Wheel. They're one of our ticket outlets, so you can get tickets there.
Woo-woo.
Only $5. We sold out in October, so we have a week left. So I would get your tickets now because we had to turn people away at the door.
Hell yeah, that's badass.
Yeah, it's like the best feeling.
Hell yeah. Sweet.